Now, we have been studying systematically the book of Matthew, and today we have come to chapter 3, verse 13 to 17.
过去我们很系统的来看马太福音，今天我们来到马太福音的第三章13到17节。
In the last one or two sermons, we have talked about the role of John the Baptist.
那过去一两个讲到的内容，我们看到施洗约翰的角色。
John the Baptist is the man who went before Jesus.
那施洗约翰就是在耶稣出现之前来的那一位。
John is his name. The Baptist is telling us what kind of work he was doing.
那约翰就是他的名字。施洗就是解释他所做的事工是什么。
So at his time, he was to prepare a group of people who are willing to repent and ready to believe in Jesus.
所以在当时，他的任务就是去预备一群的人，使到他们是预备好去，信靠耶稣。
And who is Jesus?
那耶稣是谁呢？
He's the Savior who God has appointed.
那耶稣就是神所设立的这位救主。
In Acts chapter 19, verse 4, it says, Paul said, John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is Jesus.
在使徒行传十九章四节那里说，使徒行传十九章四节，保罗说，约翰是的是悔改的洗礼，他告诉人民当信任在他以后要来的那一位就是耶稣。
Now, when John the Baptist spoke of Jesus, he said, I baptize you with water for repentance. But he who is coming after me, that is Jesus, is mightier than me. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
施洗约翰说过，我用水给你们施洗，表示你们悔改。在我以后要来的那一位能力比我更大，他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
Now today we are going to study chapter 3 and verse 13 to 17.
今天我们要一起来看第三章13到17节。
In this passage, we saw that Jesus appeared publicly to Israel, and he appeared at baptism.
这一段的经文里面，我们看到耶稣公开的在以色列去显明自己，那就是在洗礼的这样的一个场合，他公开的显明自己。
Let's read this passage together.
我们一起来读这一段的经文。
Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented.
那时耶稣从加利利来到约旦河约翰那里要受他的洗，约翰想要阻止他说，我应该受你的洗，你却到我这里来吗？耶稣回答，暂且这样做吧，我们理当这样履行全部的义。于是约翰答应了他。
And when Jesus was baptized, he went up immediately from the water. And behold, the heavens were opened,And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, and alighting on him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.
十六节，耶稣受了洗，立刻从水中上来。忽然天为他开了，他看见神的灵好像鸽子降下来，落在他身上。又有声音从天上来说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Now this is the passage we are going to study today.
那这段经文就是我们今天要一起来看的。
Jesus appeared publicly to Israel.
那耶稣在以色列去公开的显明自己。
It began with his baptism. His baptism marked the beginning of his ministry.
那这是从他的洗礼开始的。他的洗礼标记了他事工的开始。
We are not totally unfamiliar with baptism.How many baptisms have you seen so far? Whose baptism was the first baptism you saw in this small church?
那我们其实并不是完全对洗礼陌生的。你们见证过多少个洗礼呢？在这个小教会里面，你们所见证的第一个洗礼是谁的洗礼呢？
Eric? Whose baptism was the first one you saw in this church? Cheryl's baptism. Yeah, Lily was there too. Yeah.
Eric and Lily 看的都是 Cheryl 的洗礼。
How about Alicia? Who's the first baptism you saw? Ah, Dor is the first baptism. I see. Who's next? Do you remember?
接下来是谁呢？大家还记得吗？
Do you remember? Jill Mama is not here today.
第二位在 Cheryl 之后就是 Jill Ma。
After Jill Ma's baptism, who's baptism? Ador. And then the latest one is Ajong, right?
所以 Jill Ma 之后就是 Ador, 然后就是 Ajong。
Now, you may have witnessed baptism before, or you may not have witnessed that before.
所以大家或许曾经都见证过洗礼，那或许你从来没有见证过洗礼。
And today we are going to study the baptism of Jesus. There is some difference between Jesus' baptism and ours.
那我们今天要一起来明白耶稣的洗礼。耶稣的洗礼和我们的洗礼之间是有一些不同的。
Now, first of all, let me ask you,Does Jesus need to be baptized at all? What do you think?
首先我想问大家，耶稣需要接受洗礼吗？你怎么想呢？
If I said Jesus needs to be baptized, it's needed.
会说耶稣需要洗礼。
Why do you think so?
因为神那里这自我的爱自我所弃的 baptism 不只是受洗，还要去将以神为神，那个意思在这里。
There is some meaning in baptism. It's not only an occasion where you repent of your sins.
所以洗礼不单是一个时刻去认罪悔改。
But when we go through our baptism, the first thing we need to do is to ask for forgiveness of our past sins.
洗礼的时候，首先我们要求的就是求神饶恕我们过去的罪孽。
And this is what John's baptism involved.
施洗约翰所施的洗就是这一类的洗。
This is John's baptism. John says, I baptize you with water for repentance.
约翰的洗礼，约翰说，我用水给你们施洗，表示你们悔改。
John's baptism is a baptism of repentance.
约翰的洗就是悔改的洗。
So the people at that time were baptized by John in the River Jordan. They confessed their sins and asked for forgiveness.
当时候的人们，他们在约旦河接受约翰的洗，他们就承认他们的罪，求饶恕。
And then John taught them, "You don't just say sorry; you must bear fruit worthy of repentance."
那约翰就教导他们，你不单单要感到抱歉，而是要结出与悔改相称的果子。
And this is also our baptism involves. We need to confess our sins, ask for forgiveness, and then we repent from our old ways of life.
那同样，我们的洗礼也包含了这个内容，就是承认我们的罪，然后求悔改，也做出与悔改相称的行动。
But if baptism is for forgiveness of sins,Then obviously Jesus didn't need it, because the Scripture says Jesus has committed no sin.
但如果洗礼是为了罪得赦免，那耶稣很显然并不需要受洗。原因就是圣经告诉我们，耶稣并没有犯罪。
He has no sins to confess. He has no sins to be forgiven.
他没有罪需要去承认，那所以就没有罪需要向神求饶恕了。
That's why when Jesus went to John the Baptist, John the Baptist tried to prevent him.
这也是为什么当耶稣去约翰那里想接受洗礼的时候，施洗约翰就尝试拦阻他。
He said to Jesus, "I need to be baptized by you. Do you come to me?"
他对耶稣说，我需要接受你的洗，你反而来到我这里吗？
Now, if Jesus' baptism is not for the forgiveness of sins, what's it for then?
那如果耶稣的洗礼并不是去求罪得赦免，那他的洗礼含义是什么呢？
Jesus said to John, "You just let me do it. Just let me to be baptized, because it's proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness."
耶稣对约翰说， 你暂且这样做，让我可以接受你的洗礼，因为我们理当这样履行所有的公义。
Righteousness means the requirement of God for man. That is to say, it's a good thing and the right thing to do in the sight of God and man.
那公义的意思就是神对人的要求，所以这件事情在神和人的眼里，那是一件好的，也是一件正确的事情。
So does it mean Jesus only went through a ritual which carried no meaning?
这么说，耶稣受洗的时候是不是只是过一个形式，但没有真正的含义呢？
Certainly not.
当然不是。
The requirement of God for man is never a ritual.
那神对人的要求从来都不是一个形式而已。
Although Jesus has no sins to repent of, but as Fai said, at baptism, Jesus made known publicly of his love and commitment to God.
虽然耶稣并没有犯罪，不需要去向神求饶恕，好像刚才辉他说，耶稣在洗礼的那个时刻，他公开的向人们去显明他对神的委身还有爱。
It's just like a marriage.
就好像结婚。
The couple may have been going out for years.
这对情侣可能拍拖了多年。
Their friends and relatives know they are in love with each other.
他们的朋友们还有家人都知道他们都是相爱的。
But it is on the wedding day the couple announce their love and commitment to each other.
但是是在结婚的那一天，这对情侣就公开的宣告他们对彼此的爱还有彼此的委身。
They would say, "Until death do we part."
那他们就会说，至死不渝。
So likewise, when Jesus was baptized, he wanted to tell both God and man that he would offer his life as sacrifice to him. He would offer up his life to do God's will.
所以，同样，耶稣在洗礼的那个时刻呢，他想告诉神和告诉人，他要将自己的生命献上，行神的旨意。
And because of his total devotion, what happened was the heavens were opened. As he came up from the water, the heavens were opened.
因着他这样全然的献上呢，天就为他开了。所以当他从水中上来的时候呢，天就为他开了。
And there is a voice come from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I'm well pleased." And the Spirit of God descended on him as a dove.It tells us that God was so pleased with Jesus.
又有声音从天上来说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。神的灵好像鸽子降下来，落在他的身上。所以这里我们看到神十分的喜悦耶稣。
When Jesus offered his life to God totally, God was so pleased. The Spirit of God descended upon him.
当耶稣将自己的生命完全的献上给神的时候，神非常的喜悦他这么做，神的灵就降在他的身上。
That means his dedication had been accepted by God.
这就意味着耶稣对神的委身是被神所接纳的。
There is a loving relationship between God and Jesus.
在神和耶稣之间有一个爱的关系。
So for Jesus, his baptism was not for forgiveness of sins.
所以对于耶稣来说，他的洗礼并不是向神求罪得赦免。
It was an occasion on which he expressed his total devotion to do God's will.
而是洗礼对他来说是一个时刻，他公开的表明他将自己全然的献上去行神的旨意。
And it's also an occasion for God to express his acceptance.And empower Jesus to do His will.
那耶稣的洗礼也是这个时刻，神显明他是悦纳耶稣基督的，也将他的力量赐给主耶稣。
If we read on the book of Matthew, we can see the power of God work through Jesus.
如果我们继续看马太福音，我们就会观察到神的能力是借着耶稣行出来的。
From then on, Jesus was anointed with the Spirit of God and with power.
所以从这一刻开始呢，神就用能力膏耶稣。
He went about doing good, healing the sick, and setting free those who were oppressed by the devil.
他就去行善事，医治有病的人，使那些受到撒旦压制的能够得到自由。
He proclaimed the word of God, telling the people about the kingdom of God and his kingship.
他也去传扬神的话，告诉人们神的天国还有神的王权。
Telling people about the purpose of life.
他也告诉人们生命的目的。
Telling people they are living in darkness.
向人显明他们正活在黑暗的之中。
Telling people that there is hope in God.
他也告诉人们在神那里有希望。
And when he spoke with authority. An authority no teachers of the time ever had.
当耶稣传讲的时候呢，他是带着权柄的。这样的权柄是当时候的教圣经的师父是没有的。
We can see from his life that he was so much on fire for God.
我们可以从圣经看到他的生命是完全是为神燃烧的。
Once he said this, "My food is to do the will of God who sent me, and to accomplish His work."
有一次在约翰福音的四章三十四节。耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，并且完成他的工作。
Doing God's will is his food.
行神的旨意就是耶稣的食物。
Food is for survival and energy.
那食物是为了人可以存活，还有给人力量。
Without food, we'll die.
那如果不吃食物，我们最终会死亡。
All Jesus wanted was to do God's will, to bring light to the people who are living in darkness.
耶稣渴望的是去行神的旨意，要把光带给那些活在黑暗中的人。
He was eager to preach the word of God.
他非常渴望宣讲神的话语。
He was so much concerned about the salvation of the people.
他也非常关注人的救恩。
He was not concerned about his own will, his own plan.
他不是关注自己的计划或者是愿望。
We'll study his life in more details as we go through the book of Matthew.
之后我们继续看马太福音的时候，我们会越来越看到耶稣基督他生命的不同的细节。
We'll see how God works through him.
我们会看到神怎样借着耶稣去工作。
Today, as we learn from the baptism of Jesus, the same is true for us.
那今天我们从耶稣的洗礼所学到的是，同样对我们来说也是真实的。
Jesus' baptism is meant for us to follow.
耶稣的洗礼其实是让我们可以去效法的。
What is true baptism?
真的洗礼是怎样的呢？
What is true repentance?
真正的悔改是怎么样的呢？
First of all, is a confession of sins and forgiveness of sins.
首先就是去承认罪，也去悔改。
At some point of time, you feel that you really need a good clean. You need to start a new page in your life.
你在生命中的某一刻，你觉得自己真的需要被洁净，需要重新开始生活新的一页。
And then, after your confession of sins and being forgiven, you need to bear fruit of repentance.
当你去向神认罪，求神的赦免之后，你的行为要与悔改的心相匹配。
Now these two points Jesus doesn't need.
其实这两点对于主耶稣来说并不需要。
But this is what we need.
但是对于我们来说，我们是需要他们的。
But Jesus' baptism show us the third point.
但耶稣基督的洗礼向我们显明了第三个要素。
After confession of sins and to bear good fruit of repentance, we must offer ourselves to God.
在认罪悔改还有结出与悔改的心相匹配的行为之后呢，我们就要将生命献给神。
It's not enough just to confess your sins and be forgiven.
那单单的去求罪得赦免、求饶恕是不足够的。
If you have no intention to change, you will sin again the next day.
如果其实你的心并没有想要去改变，过一天你又会落在同样的罪里。
Just to correct your conduct a bit is not enough either.
在行为上有一些的调整，做好一点是不足够的。
There must be a complete change in the direction of your life.
在你的生命里面需要有一个生命方向全然的改变。
Like Jesus, to offer up yourself to God.
就好像耶稣将自己完全的献给神。
And let God be the king of your life.
让神做你生命的王。
Let doing His will be your food.
让行神的旨意成为你的食物。
But if this point is lacked, what will happen?
如果这一点缺乏的时候，那会发生什么事情呢？
Jesus once told his disciples a parable.
有一次耶稣教导他的门徒一个比喻。
There is a man who used to be possessed by an unclean spirit.
那有一个人之前是被污鬼所附的。
After the unclean spirit has been cast out, what happens to him?
这个污鬼被赶出去之后，那这个人发生了什么事情呢？
When the unclean spirit has gone out of a man,He passes through waterless places seeking rest, but he finds none. Here he's talking about the unclean spirit.
马太福音的十二章四十三到四十五节，那里说，有一个巫灵离开了一个人，走遍干旱之地，寻找栖身的地方，却没有找到。
So the unclean spirit left that man, but tries to look for another man to possess.
那这个巫鬼就离开了这个人，去找另外一个人去附在那个人身上。
He has to find someone, but he finds none.
那他想要找到一个人，但是却找不到其他人。
So what does he do?
那他怎么做呢？
Then he says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order.
四十四节于是他说，我要回到我所出去的屋里去，到了就看见里头空闲，打扫干净，修饰好了。
Then he goes and brings with him seven other spirits more evil than himself. And they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man becomes worse than the first.
便去另带了七个比自己更恶的鬼来，都进去住在那里。那人幕后的情况比先前更不好了，这邪恶的世代也要如此。
What does this parable want to tell us?
那这个比喻想告诉我们什么呢？
The unclean spirit used to be the master of the man.
这个巫鬼过去曾经是这个人的主人。
After the man is set free by the power of God, his condition is described as swept and put in order.
那当这个人经历神的能力帮助他赶出这个鬼之后，那他的情况在这里的形容是打扫干净，装饰好了。
So it's nice, good condition.
所以这个状况是好的，是很整齐的。
But the problem is, it's empty.
但是这个问题就是这个屋子是空的。
That means the man has not received God into his heart.He's empty.
这就是说，这个人并没有将神邀请入他的心里，他里面是空闲的。
Before the unclean spirit was his master.
那在之前，这个巫鬼是他的主人。
Now the unclean spirit's gone.
现在这个巫鬼离开了。
But it's empty.
但是他里面是空的。
He has not received God into his life.
他没有邀请神来到他生命里面。
So God is not in charge.
所以神在他生命中没有去掌权。
The unclean spirit sees God is not in charge of this man. He returns. Since you don't let God in charge of your life, let me in charge of you again.
所以当这个巫鬼看到神没有在这个人的心中掌权的时候，这个巫鬼就回来了。既然你不将生命交给神，让他做你的主，我就回来去做你的主人。
And he brings in seven other spirits more evil than himself.
这里说他就另带了七个比自己更恶的巫鬼来。
His situation is worse than before.
那他的情况就比之前更不好了。
This parable tries to tell us any person who has experienced the salvation of God but does not let God reign in his life, his situation will be worse.
这个比喻想告诉我们。那些经历过神的救恩的人，但是又不将生命的主权交给神，那他们的境况会比之前更加的糟糕。
And then, without offering oneself to God, such a Christian is weak and powerless.
如果一个基督徒没有将生命献给神的话，那他的状况会是软弱，是没有能力的。
He can be a nice person, but there is no fire in his life.
他可以是一个好人，但是在他的生命中却没有火。
He cares more about his own things than the salvation of others.
那他更关心的是自己的事情，比起其他人的救恩更加的看重。
He cares more about this life than eternal life.
那他也更看重今生比来生更加的重要。
There is a lack of power and dynamic in his life.
所以在他的生命中就缺乏了能力还有动力。
Last week, Grace preached on the fire of God. She left us a question, are we burning with God's fire?
上一周 Grace 跟我们分享神的火，她问大家一个问题，我们是否被神的火所燃烧着呢？
Are we on fire for God?
我们是否为神去燃烧呢？
And today, from Jesus' baptism, we learned how we can be on fire for God, and why some Christians are not on fire.
那今天我们从耶稣的洗礼，我们看到如何能够为神燃烧，还有我们看到为什么有一些的基督徒并没有为神发热心燃烧。
Whoever has offered himself to do God's will, he is energized.
那些将自己献上给神的人，我们会看到他们的生命是被能力充满的。
Anytime you are occupied by your own will, you'll feel down and weak.
每当你关注自己的问题跟软弱的时候，你会觉得失落，还有觉得很软弱。
Every time you deny your will, you learn to leave your worry to God and just do His will, the Spirit of God will energize you.
那每当你学习将你的忧虑你的担心去交给神，专一的行他的旨意的时候，你会发现那神的灵就在你里面赐给你能力。
The fire of God will be set ablaze once again in your life.
神的火会再次的在你生命中燃烧起来。
You'll be filled with peace and motivation.
那你就会被平安还有动力所充满。
And your eyes will begin to glow.
那你的眼睛就还会再次发出光泽。
You try it, it always will.
如果你尝试这么做的话呢，你会发现每一次都会如此。
You'll experience the power of the Holy Spirit working in you and through you.
你会经历到神的灵在你的生命中工作，那也借着你的生命工作。
God can use you to save the lost.
神可以使用你去拯救那些失丧的人。
The Spirit of God is given to those who obey Him.
那神的灵是赐给那些顺服他的人。
When God sees your devotion is total and pure, God will come and dwell in you as He has promised.
当神看到你对他的委身是完全的时候，那他就会按着他的应许来与你同住。
He will give Himself to you at baptism.
他将会将他自己赐给你在洗礼的 那一时刻。
What for?
是为了什么呢？
To empower you to do His will.
是为了赐予你能力可以行他的旨意。
To empower you to live up to what you have pledged to Him.
使你可以有能力去活出你对神所承诺的这些的誓言。
Doing God's will is Jesus' food.
行神的旨意就是主耶稣的食物。
Offering oneself to God to do His will, I think, is the hardest part to most of us.
我想将自己献上给神去行他的旨意，对于我们大部分人来说是最难的部分。
It's not too hard to say, I have sinned, I need your forgiveness.
向神说我得罪了你，我需要你的饶恕。向神这么说并不是很困难的。
And it's not hard to just change your conduct a little bit.
那去更正一下你的行事为人去改变一下，那并不是也不是非常的困难。
In the past, I may be lazy, and now I become more hardworking.
那过去我是懒惰的，但现在我尝试勤奋一点。
In the past, you may say swear words. Oh, now you don't say swear words.
或者过去你是口出这些的脏话，现在我都不再说了。
It's not too hard, right?
那并不是太困难。
But offering oneself to God to do His will is the hardest part.
但是将自己去献给神，去行他的旨意，那是最困难的部分。
Because it involves denying your own will.
因为这包括了去否定你自己的意愿。
But it is precisely where the purpose of life lies.
但是这正是生命的真意，生命的目的。
Offering oneself to God to do His will is the purpose of life.
那将一个人将生命去献上，献给神，去行他的心意，那就是人的这个生命的目的。
When I was much younger, I always knew what I wanted for my own life.
当我还年轻的时候，我总是很明确的知道我想要怎样的生活。
I set goals and I achieved them.
那我会为自己定下目标去达成它们。
I thank God for that.
那我也向神感恩。
But later, I realized what we do in daily life is not the same as the purpose of life.
后来我发现我们在日常生活中所做的事情和生命的目的并不相同。
We can have many plans and achievements.
那我们可能有很多的计划，甚至有很多的成就。
But they are not the ultimate purpose of life.
但他们却不是生命的终极的目标。
Your dream job is not the ultimate purpose of life.
那你梦寐以求的工作并不是生命最终的这个目的。
Because 10 years later, your dream job may no longer be your dream job.
因为十年之后，你最初所向往的工作可能不再是你所向往的工作了。
You may get tired of it.
你可能对它产生了厌倦。
Raising up children is not the ultimate purpose of life.
去栽培你的儿女也不是生命的最终的这个目的。
Because they will one day grow up and leave home.
因为他们有一天会长大，也会离开家。
Buying house and getting rich is not the purpose of life either.
那去买房子，去追求财富，也不是生命的这个目的。
Because once you die, all these mean nothing.
因为当你死的时候，这些的东西都不再有价值。
What is purpose of life?
那生命的这个目的是什么呢？
Why do I say offer oneself to God to do His will is precisely where the purpose of life lies?
为什么我说生命的意义是在于将自己的生命献给神去行他的旨意呢？
The real purpose of life, first of all, is inseparable from the life-giving Creator.
那生命真正的意义是与我们与赐给我们生命的这个造物主是离不开的。
If you want to know the purpose of life, you must return to the one who gives you life.
如果你想明白生命的真意是什么，那你必须回到那赐生命的这位造物主那里去问。
And secondly,
那第二
，the real purpose of life should have eternal value.
那生命的真意应该有永恒的价值。
It won't vanish when you die.
就是你死去的时候，这些的价值不会消失。
And thirdly,
第三
，the real purpose of life should remain unchanged even when your circumstance has changed.
那生命的真实的目的，是当你的生活的际遇还有环境有所改变的时候，那这个生命的目的都不会受到影响，也不会改变。
Life is full of changes.
那生命是充满改变的。
Our circumstance keeps on changing.
那我们的环境还有机遇总是不断的在变。
Now you may be at the stage of adolescence.
那或许你们现在是这个少年的时间段。
And you're struggling with the growing pain.
那你可能在成长的这些的过程当中要去挣扎，要去长大。
But this is only one stage in your life.
但是 少年期只是你生命中、人生的其中的一个阶段。
And soon you will go to another stage in your life.
很快你会去到人生的另外一个阶段。
Soon you will begin to work.
那很快你就会、找到工作。
Then you'll find your loved one.
也会找到你所心爱的另一半。
Get married and have children.
会结婚，也会有小、小孩。
And you may have many children surround you.
那可能你生了很多小孩，就甚至围绕你。
When you reach midlife,
但是到中年的时候，
your children might have grown up and left home.
那你的孩子们可能已经成长了，那离开家了。
And leaving you alone at home.To struggle with the midlife crisis.
那就使你独自一个人在家里面要面对这个中年的危机。
Then comes aging.
那接下来就是人就会越来越老了。
Sickness.
你会、染上疾病。
Retirement.
那也需要退休。
And finally, death.
那最终死亡会临到我们。
And this is the course of life.
那、生活的进程，生命的进程是这样子。
As you go, you experience changes.
所以，当我们不断的时间过去的时候，我们会经历不同的改变。
There are constant changes in our lives.
所以在我们生命里会有不同的，总是有持续不断的改变。
Even the hormones inside your body change.
甚至你体内的这个荷尔蒙。也会不同、不断的改变。
As the course of life goes, your internal hormone changes.
那当你越来越年纪大的时候呢，身体里面的这个荷尔蒙就会、不断的改变。
And nowadays we are told our behavior is governed by hormones.
现今、有一种说法就是。我们的行事为人是受到我们体内的荷尔蒙所影响的。
But let's not put all the blame on hormones.
但是让我们不要把所有的、错误都归咎在这个体内的荷尔蒙。
We can always do something about it.
我们总是可以、去做点什么。
Now whatever change you are facing,
不管你所面临的是怎样的改变。
All these changes should not prevent us from offering ourselves to God.
那这些的改变不应该去影响我们、愿意向神去摆上自己的心智。
If this is the real purpose of life, it should not change when our circumstances change.
那如果这是生命真实的意义的时候，那这样的一个目标不应该受到我们生活中的不同的改变所影响。
Last week,、
上一周
last week you were healthy, but this week you may have broken your leg.
上一周你可能还是很健康的，但是、这一周你可能不小心跌断了腿。
But with or without leg, you still offer yourself to God.、
不论是有没有你的腿，那你都应该将你的生命去献给神。
The will to do God's will should remain unchanged.
在你里面这样、献上自己给神的意愿不应该受到影响。
Whether you can get your permanent residency in the UK should not affect your will to do God's will.
那你是否能够留在英国成为永久居民 不应该去影响在你里面的这样的立志去献上自己、去行神的旨意。
If you are granted to stay in the UK, you do the will of God.
如果你、可以 领到这个英国的永久居民，那你仍然去行神的旨意。
If you are sent back to your home country, you still do the will of God.
但如果你需要回到你的本、自己的国家，那你仍然要去行神的旨意。
And actually, we have a living example in front of us.
那实际上我们的在我们当中有一个、活生生的一个、榜样。
Can you guess who am I thinking?
大家可以猜我想的是谁吗？
另外嗰一半。
No。why do you say so? Why do you think so? Well, later on we'll hear it from you, okay. Well, what I have in mind is Auntie Lau.
那我心中想的这位就是刘婶婶。
Auntie Lau is a living example for all of us.
那刘婶婶是我们的一个活生生的一个榜样。
If you are new to the church, you have not yet seen Auntie Lau.
那如果你是新来参加教会的，那可能你还没有见过刘婶婶。
And I hope one day you have a chance to meet her.
那我希望有一天你有机会见到她。
Few years ago, she fell and broke her hip.
那几年前她跌倒了，就跌断了她的这个盘骨。
She had a hip replacement surgery.
那她就有一个这个换这个盘骨的手术。
But since then, for some reasons unknown to her, she felt very painful after the surgery.
但是手术之后，这个有一些不明的原因，就使到她非常的疼痛。
Because of the pain, she could hardly have a good night's sleep.
那因为这些的疼痛呢，她每晚都是非常难去休息的。
And how many years have passed? At least 5 years have passed.
那至少五年过去了。
Her health condition has been deteriorating.
那她的健康就不断的往下滑。
And lately, you cannot see her come to church anymore.
那近期你就看不到刘婶婶来参加我们的聚会。
But despite her bad health.She is full of inner dynamic.
但纵然她健康是这么的糟糕，那她的心里面反而是充满了很多的动力的。
Anyone in contact with her will know.
那任何一个与她接触的人都会感受到。
It's hard for her not be able to serve God in the same way she used to.
那对她来说，不能像从前。那样程度的去服侍神，对他来说是一个不好受的经历。
It's hard for her not able to participate in the church.
那对他来说不能够参与教会，好像从前一样，那对他来说也是一个不好受的经历。
She is bound at home most of the time now.
那他大部分的时间都需要待在家里。
She can't visit you.
那他不能出来去拜访你。
And she can't cook for you.
也不能为你煮一餐美食。
This is what she used to do for people.
那过去她是这样子去服侍不同的人的。
But don't think she is a lonely, pity old woman.
但不要想象她是一个孤单无助的一个老人。
And waiting to be seen.
是等待人去拜访她。
Those who have visited her are encouraged by her.
那些去探望她的人都从她那里得到很大的鼓励。
Her love for God and the fire for God will pass on to you.
那她对神的火，还有对神的爱会感染到你。
She is still living with so much inner dynamic.
她现今仍仍是被不同的动力在他生命中去推动他去生活的。
Because she has offered her life to God.
正因为他将自己全然的献给神。
And she is ready to do the will of God all the time.
他总是预备好去行神的旨意。
She's energized by the Spirit of God.
那他是被神的灵所充满所所加能加给他赐力的。
So for all of us who have gone through baptism, we must likewise offer our life to God.
那对于我们受过洗礼的人来说，我们都应该将自己的生命献给神。
Without this part, without this point, your life will be powerless.
如果缺乏了这一点，那你的生命就会软弱，没有力量。
and you are weak.
你会是软弱的。
Once you have understood God's salvation plan for mankind,
那当你明白神对人类的救恩计划之后，
Once you have experienced the saving power of God in your life through Jesus,
当你经历过神借着耶稣在你生命中的拯救的大能之后，
You must respond to God by doing His will.
那你必须回应神，去遵行他的旨意。
It involves a complete change in the direction of your life.
那就包含了生命方向完全的转变。
In the past, we were concerned about our plans and desire.
那过去我们所关注的是我们的计划还有我们的愿望。
That means our will be done.
那所意味的就是我们盼望我们的旨意可以成就。
Now we are concerned about God's will be done.
但现在我们所关注的是神的旨意可以成就。
This is true repentance.
那这就是真正的悔改。
This is true baptism.
就是真正的洗礼。
So today I'll leave this message to you.
那今天我就将这个信息给大家。
So maybe we can spend a time of maybe we can spend a moment of quietness.
那我们可以一起有一段安静的时间。
So we can respond to God quietly in our hearts after listening to the message.
所以使到我们听过信息之后，我们可以在心里对神有回应。